I know my parents love me. Stand behind me, come what may. I know now that I'm ready, because I finally heard them say it's a different world from where you come from.
Economics, and economics loves me.
What are you talking about?
I got my test back today, and I got an A, a big A, a big bad A.
Oh, you got an A.
Yeah, sure did, and I am so happy because I was having so much trouble with this material. I mean, there was so much jargon, theories, numbers, but I applied myself and it paid off big.
Yep, that's what they say.
So, how'd you do on your bio test?
Oh, I got a C+, a big, bad C+.
Come on, Denise, that's not so bad. Last year, if you had gotten a C+, you would have thrown a parade. But you probably would have missed it, because you would have overslept.
Yeah, that was last year. I mean, I really studied for this test. I'm really trying now.
Well, maybe biology just isn't your subject. A lot of people don't do well in science, you know.
Yeah.
Hey! Jaleesa. You know that green sweater I borrowed last week?
Yes.
Can I borrow it again?
You still have it.
Oh, it must be in the bottom of my hamper.
So how'd you do on the biology test?
You know, I can't believe how tough that test was. I was so relieved to get a B.
You got a B?
Colette got an A.
Oh, I love getting A's. Don't you?
Can I borrow your red sweater?
No.
I'll get the green one back to you. Come on, Colette.
Oh, I don't get it. If she studies, she gets an A. I study, I get a C.
Denise, she's a science major.
Yeah, well, all last year, everyone kept telling me, Denise, you got a great brain. Just apply it and you'll do better.
And you are doing better.
Yeah, well, not better enough.
Come on, don't let this get to you. I tell you what, let's go out, get something to eat. It'll make you feel better.
No. I mean, you just got an A. You're up. You want to be seen with me in my C?
Well, tell you what, why don't you look at it this way? If you average my A with your C, we're a B.
I'll get it!
Hello, Hexville residents. Yes, I'll accept. Hi, Denise. When are you coming home?
Hi, Rudy. Not for a while. I have a lot of work to do.
I miss you.
Oh, I miss you too.
Vanessa's been bossing me around, and I'm running out of patience. Can I come live with you?
I don't think so.
I'll make your bed every morning.
We'll talk about it later, okay?
Okay. Do you want to speak to Mom or Dad?
Not really. Is Theo around?
He's in the kitchen.
Where else? May I talk to him, please?
Okay, I'll go get him. Theo!
Hi.
Hi.
Mail.
Good. Phone. Oh, sorry. Hi.
Hi. Is all that yours?
Yeah. I got a letter from my Aunt Marge.
Oh, from Kathy?
My grandma.
Oh, shoot.
What?
A letter from my boyfriend.
Your boyfriend?
Well, we're not engaged or anything, but we've been dating since the seventh grade.
Well, I don't mean to pry or anything. It's just that when most girls get a letter from their boyfriends, their first words aren't, oh, shoot.
Well, when I said that, I didn't mean I didn't like getting a letter from him. It's just that I feel bad because he's written to me 3 times since I've been here, and I haven't written back.
Oh, I see.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to write to him right now. That's what I'm going to do.
Good.
I can't write on an empty stomach. Want to go to dinner?
If you think it'll help, sure.
We're going to dinner.
Okay. So school's okay then, right?
It's great. This year, the seniors get to eat off campus for lunch.
Wow, you guys are lucky. When I was a senior, we had to eat with the 10th graders.
I know, Denise. I was a 10th grader.
Oh. Right. Hey, so what are you doing this weekend?
Well, they're having this perfume sale down at the mall, and Smitty thought it would be a great chance to meet women.
Oh. Well, I thought maybe you'd want to come down here for the weekend.
Down where?
To Hillman.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you've been bugging me for a year to come down here and visit.
Yeah, and for a year you've been saying no way.
Well, now I'm saying yes.
Are you going to be there, Denise?
Of course.
And there are going to be other students there? I mean, it's not going to be a holiday or something?
Theo, of course, they're going to be here too.
I don't get it.
I just want to spend time with my little brother. Is that so strange?
Yeah, but I'm gonna pack before you change your mind.
We'll clear with Mom and Dad first.
Denise, I'll beg if I have to.
Okay. Call me when you get your flight number.
You got it. Bye.
And this is Gilbert Hall.
Wow, this is great. Where is everybody? Denise, you promised.
Theo, relax. People are still in class.
Oh.
Hey, did you bring that scarf?
Oh, I knew I forgot something.
Theo, you have this big old suitcase. What do you got in there?
Clothes.
All this clothes for one weekend?
Well, I have different looks.
Hi, Denise.
Hi, Carla.
Well, who do we have here?
Oh, well, this is my brother, Theo. Theo, this is Carla Myers, our dorm director.
Pleased to meet you, Miss Myers.
The pleasure's mine, Theo. Denise, I like him already. He has manners.
Yeah, I think I'll keep him.
So are you thinking about following in your sister's footsteps and coming to Hillman?
Well, I'm thinking about it. I've narrowed my choices down to Hillman, Howard, Harvard, Princeton, and the University of Hawaii.
Homeowner? This can't be mine. Excuse me.
Denise, who's that man?
Yeah. This little man, that's my brother.
Theo, would you like to meet Denise's dorm mates?
Oh, you bet. I mean, yes, ma'am.
Come on. Girls, I'd like for you to meet Denise's brother, Theo. Theo, this is Colette and Gloria. Hi. And Carol and Helen and Andrea.
Hi. So, Theo, what college do you go to?
Theo's 17 and a senior in high school.
Really? You seem so mature to be in high school.
Oh, a lot of people tell me that, and I think it's because of my mustache.
Hey, a bunch of us are going to a mixer at the student union. You should bring Theo.
Yeah, Denise, bring me.
Well, we'll see. Come on, I want you to meet Maggie and Jaleesa before dinner. See you guys later.
Bye.
Bye, Theo.
I just said I was 17.
What's the difference?
Well, they could have thought I was their age.
Oh, please, Theo, come on. How could a high school senior be 19?
Easy, I could have been left back a couple of years.
Oh, real good. Well, I guess I'm not back yet.
Ha. Ah, so this is it.
What?
Your room. This is it.
This is it.
Oh, this is great.
Good.
I like this. Denise, I really like this. Ha, you got a desk.
It's just a room, Theo.
Yeah, but it's a room your parents can't bug you to clean.
Oh.
That's your bed, huh?
Yeah, how did you know?
Because it's the only one not made. Hey, this is pretty cool.
I like it.
But how do you get up here? Aren't your legs too short?
Yeah, it's a problem. Some nights I just gotta sleep on the floor.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, you must be Theo.
Yeah. Hi.
Denise, this is your,
little brother?
Yeah, well, he used to be. Theo, these are my roommates, Jaleesa Vincent
and Maggie Lawton.
Hi, nice to meet you, Theo.
Same here.
So, now that we finally have a member of Denise's family here, there's a question we have been dying to ask you.
What?
Was she like this at home?
Like what?
Strange.
I am not strange.
I agree, Denise is not strange. Maybe a little eccentric.
No, no, no. The girl is strange. I offer as exhibit A, the deer lamp. This was your sister's contribution to the decor.
Yeah, I thought that was hers.
Theo.
Come on, Theo, spill it. Let's hear it.
Well, let's see. Well, there was one time when Denise replaced her bed with a hammock.
Oh, I'm loving this.
And it was one night when she got so tangled up in it, our dad had to cut her down.
Denise, strange.
What other strange stuff did she do?
Maggie!
Can I tell the tattoo story?
No!
You have a tattoo?
No!
She came this close.
Excuse me, when is your flight back?
All right, let's leave the girl alone.
Hey, what have you guys got planned for tonight?
Oh, well, I thought that we'd go out to dinner, you know, just the two of us.
What about the mixer at the student union?
Yeah.
No, I thought that we'd go get a pizza, you know, hang out in town, it'd be great.
Denise, I do that every weekend at home.
Denise, your brother came down here to have some fun. He doesn't want to waste a Friday night.
Listen to her, Denise. She knows what she's talking about.
Okay, we'll go to the mixer.
All right.
Well, we should get you settled in the hospitality house.
Okay, see you later.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi, Madeline.
I just wanted to see you.
Oh.
You must be Theo.
That's right.
I'm Madeline.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, he's cute.
Come on.
There's no chance of me staying here, huh?
No.
Hi.
Where have you been?
Sleeping.
Well, it's 11 o'clock. I thought we were going to have breakfast.
I thought you were kidding.
No.
Denise, since when did you get up before noon on a Saturday?
Since I matured.
Oh. Well, I didn't know.
How long did you stay at the mixer?
Well, it started to die down around 11, so I went out for a burger with Craig, Jeff, and Mark.
Who are Craig, Jeff, and Mark?
You don't know them? They're on the basketball team. Well, listen, maybe I'll introduce you.
Come on, we can get some food on the road. I thought we'd go to Virginia Beach for the day.
We?
We, you and me.
Well, I thought you were going to be busy studying all day, so I made plans.
You did?
Yeah. Dad said if he was going to pay for the weekend, he wanted me to get something out of it. So I made an appointment with Dean Harris.
Oh, well, maybe we can get together after your meeting.
Then the guys asked me to play basketball with them.
Oh, Craig, Jeff, and Mark?
Yeah. Well, listen, I can always try and reschedule Dean Harris.
Oh, no. No, I wouldn't do that. Maybe we can get together for dinner tonight, huh? My treat?
Okay.
Okay.
You sure you don't mind?
Theo, I live here. I'm resourceful. I can find ways to amuse myself. 6 o'clock, okay?
Well, we better make it 7, just in case the game runs late.
Okay, 7.
See you tonight.
See ya.
Hey, Janice, how you doing?
The only books we have on the Peloponnesian War. And I think this one is your best bet.
I have a paper due Monday. Do you have anything a little thinner?
Sorry, around here the thin books go fast.
I'm in big trouble.
Hi.
Hi.
What are you doing?
Trying to write a letter. But who can write a letter in a library? It's so quiet.
Excuse me. Would you pinch me, please?
Why?
So I'll know I'm not dreaming. I mean, you really are in the library on Saturday?
It
It's been done before.
Not by you.
Well, I just came to return these books.
Oh, good. We were starting to run low.
So, where's Theo?
Well, Theo has a meeting with Dean Harris, and then afterwards is playing basketball with his new best friends, Craig, Jeff, and Mark.
Oh, you mean the guys on the team?
I guess I'm the only one around here who doesn't know them.
You should be glad Theo is so independent.
Yeah, well, I was just hoping to spend some time with him. I mean, all of a sudden, he's the toast of campus. I hope I see him before he leaves.
Mm-hmm. Your little brother's growing up.
Tell me about it. I can't believe this is the same guy who 4 years ago wouldn't change his underwear for a week.
You're enjoying your weekend?
Yes, sir.
Did you go to the mixer last night?
Oh, sure did. I found it a great opportunity to engage in some stimulating conversation.
Yeah, well, it's not a bad place to meet girls either.
Right.
So I take it you are considering him.
Well, I'm definitely thinking about it. I've had a thoroughly delightful time this weekend.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Of course, the problem with the prospective student is that when they come to visit, they sleep late. They socialize, they have a thoroughly delightful time, and in a sense, they become victims of false advertising.
I beg your pardon?
It ain't easy once you get here.
Well, I realize that Hillman is a very tough school.
It's a butt kicker. Now, I don't mean to scare you off, but I think you ought to know that there will come a night, probably in your first semester, when it'll be 3 o'clock in the morning. You'll find you have 200 pages to read by daybreak. You haven't had a decent night's sleep in a week. You have no clean clothes. You haven't eaten since breakfast. And that will be the moment when you are going to pull your head up from your books and ask yourself, why am I here?
So, what do you think of the University of Hawaii?
Don't get me wrong, Theo. I'm not saying that there's no room for fun.
You're not?
No. We expect you to enjoy your undergraduate years.
Really?
Yeah, that's why we give you 4 to finish.
Do you come here much?
Yeah, whenever I want some peace and quiet.
Well, they got a lot of that around here. I was kind of hoping we can go someplace more alive.
Theo, you're leaving tomorrow. I've hardly had a chance to say hello to you.
Okay.
Two?
Yes.
Oh.
Thank you. So, how was basketball?
Pretty good, but I think the guys were easy on me.
How could you tell?
Because I actually scored.
Oh. Sounds like you're having a good time, huh?
I'm having a great time. And Denise, I really want to thank you for letting me come down this weekend. It's the nicest thing you've ever done for me.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're enjoying it.
I am. You know, this is cool. Two of us out to dinner, by ourselves, in a different state. Just think, this time next year, we could be sitting here for real.
Well, you really are thinking of coming here.
Well, I might.
Well, sorry, I wouldn't be in such a hurry to get out of high school.
What are you talking about?
Thea, you don't know how good you have it. You're senior. People look up to you. This is the best time of your life.
Oh, come on, Denise. You couldn't wait to get out of high school.
I was just a kid. I didn't know any better.
What didn't you know?
Theo, college is hard.
Well, you sound like Dean Harris.
Well, he's right. I mean, look at me. You know, in high school, I got all A's and B's, and now I'm lucky to pull a C.
Denise, you know what your problem is? You peaked too early. No, you should have paced yourself more in high school like I did.
What?
You breezed through high school. You got good grades, you didn't even study. Now, I started out terrible and got better. There was a time when Mom and Dad thought I was hopeless. Now, they're just thrilled I'm even thinking about college.
Well, I wonder what Mom and Dad would think if I took some time off.
What do you mean by time off?
I don't know, like a semester or something.
And did what?
Went to Europe or got a job. I don't know.
Are you crazy?
What is so crazy about that?
Denise, you can't do this to me.
To you?
Yes, me. I'm the next one going to college. If you do this, Mom and Dad will be all over me.
Well, excuse me.
Can't you just hang in at one more semester? I'll be accepted somewhere by spring.
Well, no, I feel like I'm wasting their money.
Denise, this is the time you're supposed to be wasting their money. Come on, please.
Theo, I don't even know what I'm getting out of college.
There must be something that interests you.
Yeah, everything interests me. That's the problem. I haven't even decided on a major yet.
Denise, keep looking. You'll find something. He'll make and save anybody. And save Dad.
Theo, you're okay. You're crazy, but you're okay.
I am?
Yes. I'm glad you came down this weekend.
Me too. So does this mean you're not taking any time off?
I guess not. I'll just stay here and keep pulling those C pluses.
Good. Now, you know, if you apply yourself, those C pluses can turn into Bs.
Oh, shut up.
Sorry.
Let's get out of here. Let's go get a pizza on campus.
Oh, I thought you'd never say so.
Okay, we ready to order?